comments and views expressed on The Kevin Smith Show are those of the people who make them and do not necessarily represent the views of Kevin Smith, The Kevin Smith Show, or any of its affiliates or advertisers. Hi, folks. Welcome to the show. Whoever you are, wherever you are, all around this gorgeous planet, thank you for being here at The Kevin Smith Show. Those of you joining us for the first time, a special welcome to you, and I hope you enjoy it. I'm pretty sure you will. And we just want you to kick back and relax and enjoy the show. Now, if you'll pardon me for just a minute, we've got to do something. There we go with the audio. And that's part of the announcement that I need to make to you. Tonight we're testing out a whole different new video service. We had wanted to test this some time back, but we were not able to make it work in our player. And so I just spent a lot of time working on trying to crack the code, and I don't mean doing anything illegal, but just trying to figure out how to do that and make it work. So now it's there. It appears to me that there's a great lag time, and it probably is not going to be satisfactory, not going to be what we would stick with, but we wanted to give it a test run and see just exactly what kind of quality we can get out of it. And so I want to hear from you about that. I want to hear from you about whether you want to use what we've been using for delivering the video, or is this one better? And here's how I'd like to hear from you. Do it through email, all right? It's not really something I want to talk about on the show tonight. It's just, send me an email. And tell me, use the old one or use the new one. And I understand what that means. It's hard for me to tell what you're getting in delivery. But it appears to me that the video and the audio are not matched up and there's a lag time and so forth. But we'll see. We'll see. But I want to hear from you about that. Also, Skype. Man, you can't imagine the audio problems that Skype creates. We're going to conquer that too. We've tried several different setups, used it on other computers, but over the weekend, we're going to work on Skype. And the reason we use Skype, the reason we even have Skype, is so that our listeners who live outside of the United States, live outside of Canada, can call us and talk to us during the show without having to make an international long-distance call. And so that's the reason that we're working on trying to get Skype. You might remember we did try it. We've tried it a couple of times in a couple of different configurations and on different computers. And some reason, whenever someone calls us on Skype, it seizes the audio. And it did it even though it was on another computer. I don't know how that happened, but it did. We're going to figure that out, and hopefully we'll have it back up and running this next week. Now, we've got two or three stories we're going to talk about tonight. It's Open Line Live, and we'll actually talk about anything you want to talk about, but I'm going to be presenting a case on this Bigfoot story out of Georgia. I'm going to present to you why these guys need to be prosecuted, not just because we're upset about it, legally, why they need to be prosecuted. All right, we'll take a break. We'll be back in just a moment, and we'll take a look at Toast. We'll be back. Most of the great music you hear right here on Steel Eye Media Network is supplied by the independent artist from GarageBand.com. If you hear a song you like, go over to GarageBand.com, look it up, download it. You can even buy the group's CDs, in many cases, right there at GarageBand.com. Alien Seeker News has blasted off and is providing a new and important resource for everyone interested in UFOs, aliens, alien abductions, Bigfoot, Chupacabra, and more. Featuring five of the top UFO radio talk shows, lots of information and articles in free forums, Alien Seeker News has launched on its journey to greatness. Go to AlienSeekerNews.com, register for the free forums, and get the classic Flying Saucers Are Real by Major Donald Kehoe as a free ebook. Join today.
Show unique in the galaxy.
All right, we are off and running, as they say down in the South where I was raised. We are off the porch and running with the big dogs. A couple of things that are in the news that I just want to bring to your attention before we get to the cookie that's on the table that we are going to consume tonight, and that is the Bigfoot story. These are, I think, important stories, and as they develop, we may, in fact, delve off into them a little bit more. But I just want to give you a heads up on these and make sure that you're aware of these stories. First of all, you know, we have done several shows here on the new emerging space race. And I've talked about it many times. Over the past couple of years, I've talked about it quite a lot, about the new and emerging space race. All right, well, the new and emerging space race now has a new contestant in it. The new contestant is Iran. Iran has thrown its hat into the new space race by announcing that they intend to enter into manned spaceflight within the next 10 years. So that will be interesting to see. I think it is, I don't know, there may be actually a reason why. Everyone talks about things in terms of 10 years when they talk about, you know, space. But, you know, I think it's interesting that it seems like everything went to a 10-year schedule after John Kennedy said we plan to put a man on the moon and return him safely to Earth in this decade. And actually, he said decade. But I think maybe there may be a little bit of lingering John Kennedy there with the 10 years thing. But anyway, Iran is going to be entering manned spaceflight within the next 10 years, they say. Another news item that I found, and I find it quite a commentary and very revealing as well, has to do with people getting chipped. You know, the little microchips that they're so tiny that they can just use a needle and inject them into, you know, under your skin. And we've done some shows on that, and there's a lot of controversy about those chips. I'm not comfortable with the idea at all. However, down in Mexico, the government there's so much government corruption. In fact, it's reached such extremes that the people that have to live there have little to no confidence in the police. Whether it's justified or not, I'll say it that way, whether it's justified or not, the Mexican police at every level, but especially the Mexican federal police, just have a reputation of being gangsters, being absolutely corrupt. And the people have little to no confidence in them, and so with kidnapping now running at epidemic proportions, wealthy Mexicans by the shipload are spending thousands of dollars to get these tiny chips inserted under their skin, and in fact they're paying $4,000 to have it done, and then they pay $2,000 per year for that chip to be tracked. These chips that they're getting inserted transmit an identifier code so that they know who the person is, and then they also transmit the GPS location. And the idea is that, well, if I get kidnapped, then they'll be able to locate me. They are so worried about this that by the boatload, they are spending these thousands of dollars to get chipped. A bit of a revelation, actually. It sort of is instructive because, you know, we've all kind of wondered, well, what would make people want to be chipped? Well, all you have to do as a government, all you have to do is just determine that you're not going to enforce the law. And sooner or later, things will get so bad, people not only will want to be chipped, they will pay thousands to get there. Well, that's something to keep our eyes on. Another thing to keep our eyes on is this Bigfoot story. Now, we'll open up the lines here in a little bit, but I want to deal with this before we get too far into the show. Back when we first talked about this, I think a day or two before they were going to have the press conference, and of course we're talking about the story of the guys down in Georgia, and I think I've got their pictures here somewhere. Yeah, here we go. The guys down in Georgia that said they found Bigfoot, or actually the corpse of a Bigfoot. And when we first talked about it, there were a number of people that called in and said, this is a hoax, and, you know, if Tom Biscardi is associated with this in any way whatsoever, you can bet on it, it's a hoax. And then we had some other people who said, well, you know, I think it might be real. Now, I uncharacteristically sort of was on the fence a little bit. I was sort of on the side of it's got holes in it. It's got holes in the story. I discussed that quite a bit about the holes that I saw in the story. But I also said, this is a cop. Now, the one we're talking about being a cop is if you're looking at your screen, if you're looking at the video, it's the guy that's on your left. The guy that is on your left, right here, this is the guy that is the cop. His name is Matthew Whitten. And then this guy over here on the right is Ricky Dyer. Now, whenever we were talking about this, and I was dealing with the information as it was coming out. I said, yeah, you know, there are some problems with this story, but you know what? This is a cop. Now, that doesn't mean that just because he's a cop that he wouldn't lie to you, but it means that if he is lying, his entire career is on the line. And, you know, he's going to be toast. His career is over if this is a hoax. Well, as we all know by now, it was a hoax. Which really, I have to tell you, I kind of was leaning that way, although I said, because this guy, this cop, I mean, I'm a former cop, so I know what's on the line. And because he's putting it on the line, I kind of think there might be a body. And I still think that's a reasonable assumption, because whenever a cop gets caught lying, his career is over. Do you remember in the O.J. Simpson trial, there was a cop that said he had never used the N-word? Well, listen, I was the first full-time white police officer in an all-black city. All of my coworkers were black. And I never went a single day without hearing the so-called N-word from them repeatedly, over and over and over. It is foolish to say that you've never said it. Anybody that says they have never said it, well, I don't think they could stand up to a lie detector test. But this cop got up and testified in court that he had never said it. And then evidence was produced, tape recordings of him saying it. His career was over just like that. He's not a cop anymore. Can't be a cop anymore. His career ended. When a cop gets caught lying, the career is over, because you can't trust him in court. You can't trust any of his reports. You can't believe that any of his arrests are clean. You can't believe in this guy anymore. And so, knowing how serious that is, and here this cop was putting it on the line and saying this is true, because of that, I backed up and I said, let's wait and see. If he's got a body, then everything's okay. But if this is a hoax, he's toast. Well, as I said, we now know that he's toast. But here's what's interesting to me. What's interesting to really interesting to me is Tom Biscardi. Because what happened was, a guy that worked sort of on the Tom Biscardi team thawed this thing out. And when he thawed it out, he found almost immediately, and his name is Kulls, K-U-L-L-S. When he thawed it out, he found out almost immediately that this was a hoax from head to toe. And if you go over to their website, searchingforbigfoot.com, you can read the whole account on that website about, you know, what took place. And as you read it, the way it's written, it makes it seem like Tom Biscardi got duped. He didn't know. Well, friends, Romans, countrymen, lend me your ears. I want you to listen to this cut of Tom Biscardi as he talks with local Fox News out in California.
The freezer had broken, and Saturday it thawed out, and they showed me the creature. I went back the next day after they showed me in the woods where they actually found this thing, where I actually prodded it to see if it was real. And my God, it's there. It's 7'7". The dimensions on the feet were in excess of 15 inches in length. And from palm to for the middle finger is in excess of 11 inches, 6 inches across in width. You can actually see the teeth, Megan. There's no fangs there, so it's not a meat eater.
Does that sound like to you that he's describing having seen this body? He is describing having seen this body. Now, I'm going to play a portion of this again. Listen to this.
The freezer had broken, and Saturday it thawed out, and they showed me the creature.
They showed me the creature.
I went back the next day after they showed me in the woods.
They showed me the creature. All right. Then he goes on to describe, you can see its teeth, and he gives you the dimensions of the feet. Now, in their explanation, they say, and in Biscardi's explanation, he says, well, you know, I couldn't tell because it was all encased in ice. How did he measure the feet then? How did he measure the feet if it was encased in ice? How did he measure the hands if it was encased in ice? And how was he able to see the teeth if it was encased in ice? Tom Biscardi was on television talking to a Fox News reporter describing having seen this body. And he said, you heard him say it, and my God, it's real. Now, the story that's floating now, the story that was on his website, and they may change it, may have already changed it, may, and I would suggest that they do something with it after this show, but the story is that he thought it was real, but he couldn't really tell because it was encased in ice, right? All right, now, he listened to this statement I'm reading from a news report, and this is Biscardi speaking. He says, we have a contract with these people. Biscardi, a former Las Vegas promoter now based in Menlo Park, California, told Fox News Wednesday morning, we paid them the money the night before the press conference. They didn't figure I'd have a turbo heater on that thing to thaw it out before they left California. Too late, Tom. You are already on Fox News saying that you saw it. Now you're saying you didn't see it because it was in a block of ice. In this same interview that I just played the cut from, Tom Biscardi, you can see it on YouTube, Tom Biscardi describes a picture that Fox News put up on the screen. They put it up on the screen. It's a picture of the Bigfoot body laying in a freezer. But the freezer is open, and Tom says, yeah, the problem is, you see, that freezer malfunctioned because they put water in there, and it's a frostless freezer, so it went into defrost mode, you know, and that's why it had a problem with the freezer. And so he's describing it, and there's a picture of it not in a block of ice. And now they're saying, well, I didn't really see it good because it was in a block of ice. And they really didn't think that I'd get a heater and have that thing thawed out before they left California. It's too late for that, Tom. You're toast, buddy. You are exposed. You lied, and you knew you were lying. There's just no two ways about it. Now, folks, I want you to listen to this other cut. This is from the press conference on August the 15th.
Starting Monday, I should have assembled some fine scientists that will do the autopsy to find the origin and death of this creature. And at that point in time, we will make it known, and hopefully we'll get somebody to come in and film it, maybe one of you guys, to show it to the world as it's being done. I want to get to the bottom of it. I'll tell you this, what I seen, what I touched, what I felt, what I prodded, was not a mask that was sewn on a bear hide.
Did you hear that? What I seen, what I touched, what I prodded, was not a mask sewn on a bear hide. If it was in a block of ice, Tom, you couldn't see it, touch it, or prod it. And that's what you're claiming now. That is what you claim now. But let me tell you, you're already all over the world on YouTube making that statement. And you said you saw it, you said you touched it, you said you prodded it, and if I had played all of this, you would have heard him say he smelled it as well. So you got up in the press conference and claimed that. You were on Fox News talking the same kind of language, and you presented a photograph on Fox News of this creature not in a block of ice. And all of that, that happened before the press conference. That thing with Fox News was before the press conference. And now you're claiming that you didn't see this thing because it was in a block of ice. I have to tell you, Tom, you're toast. Stick a fork in it, you're done. You're toast. Now, the reports are that Biscardi paid these Georgia boys $50,000, although it's an unconfirmed amount, for the Bigfoot body. Now, I have done some checking, and I have heard a figure that is much higher than that. Biscardi will only say it was in the thousands. And Biscardi says that these guys perpetrated a fraud on him. But he also says that $50,000. He says that $50,000 was from investors. Aha. The thought clickens. We'll be back right after this.
That day I see you found the door.
It's the Kevin Smith Show. I'm your host, Kevin Smith. Tonight is open line, and but not yet. We'll open the lines in just a bit. I want to finish up with my expose on Bigfoot and toast. Bigfoot organizations around the country are calling for warrants to be issued for the arrest of Tom Biscardi. And the question is, was a crime committed? Now, I have to take the same position that I took with the original story, which is, we don't know yet. It's easy for us to be angry and emotional about this, and would I like for Biscardi to be arrested? Sure, I'd like for him to be, but was a crime actually committed, an actual violation of the law? And we just don't know enough yet to say for sure. From what I have seen and heard about this, my reaction to that is, yes, we have the elements of a crime here. If the investors were not told that this is the body of a Bigfoot, if they were told, we strongly believe this to be the body of a Bigfoot, and we'd like for you to invest so that we can get it and find out and do the testing. If they were told that, then no crime was committed by Biscardi. On the other hand, if he told those investors that it is Bigfoot and this is the real deal, we've got to get our hands on this, if he did that, that would have been a crime, because he was saying something, telling it to be true when it wasn't true. All right, now I want you to listen to Biscardi's words again.
Starting Monday, I should have assembled some fine scientists that will do the autopsy to find the origin and death of this creature. And at that point in time, we will make it known, and hopefully we'll get somebody to come in and film it, maybe one of you guys, to show it to the world as it's being done. I want to get to the bottom of it. I'll tell you this. What I seen, what I touched, what I felt, what I prodded, was not a mask that was sewn on a bear hide.
All right. True, it was not a mask sewn on a bear hide. So technically, that's a true statement. But listen, he's now claiming he didn't see it. It was in a block of ice there at the press conference. He claimed he did see it. And listen once more to his statements to Fox.
The freezer had broken, and Saturday it thawed out, and they showed me the creature. I went back the next day after they showed me in the woods where they actually found this thing, where I actually prodded it to see if it was real. And my God, it's there. It's 7'7". The dimensions on the feet were in excess of 15 inches in length. And from palm to for the middle finger is in excess of 11 inches.
How do you know that? I ask again, Tom, how do you know that if you didn't measure it? You're describing having measured it. And to measure the hand, you would have had to have touched the hand. To measure the feet, you would have had to have touched the feet. You're now claiming you didn't see this thing because it was in a block of ice. You can't have it both ways. You went public with these statements in two places and clearly sent the message that you had seen it and touched it, and you even said smelled it. So I think that a crime has been committed by Tom Biscardi. That's my assessment of it. Can't say for sure. Now, did he lie? Well, he either lied that first time, or those two times. He either lied then or he's lying now. So did he lie? Absolutely. There's a lie. All right. But did he defraud his investors? We don't really know that yet. I suspect he did. But we don't actually know that yet. We will find out, I'm quite certain. All right. What about the cop? Well, the cop has He has been fired, and his police chief is saying, you know, how does a guy go from being a hero to a hoaxer like this in a matter of a month? He said, I don't understand this. But he said he's disgraced himself. He's a disgrace to our state. He's a disgrace to the county. He's a disgrace to this department, and he is terminated. And now he says, I wish I could find him so I could get my uniforms back. Chief, you know, I know, and this lying cop knows, you can run for only a little while. Sooner or later, you're caught. You'll get your uniforms back. Let's listen to what the cop actually had to say about all this. This is at the press conference. Here's his story that he told.
Myself and Rick Dyer, my friend and business partner, we're not Bigfoot hunters originally. We are now the best Bigfoot trackers in the world. But we had just decided we were just going to get away for a while. We were going to go up into the North Georgia mountains. And I don't believe in camping in a spot where you just park and camp. So we were going deep into the woods. We were miles off of the main road. We stumbled upon this creature, and a stroke of luck, I can tell you that. And when we discovered it, I waited with it. Rick went back and got some help and got a truck, and we moved it out of there. It took us a long time to do it, but we got it done.
Well, there he is with a straight face telling the story and knowing that it was, in fact, a costume, knowing that it was all a hoax. There he was telling that story. Here's one of the really big things, and some of you have already keyed on this. You've already written in. I've got your emails. You've already been thinking about this. A really big thing that could actually happen. Now that he's done this, don't you realize that everyone that he has ever arrested that got convicted has grounds to now call for having their conviction set aside? They can claim that he lied in his testimony. And, you know, after this, it shouldn't be too hard for them to put a shadow of doubt on his testimony. So there are going to be some people who really are criminals, who really did the crime and really should be doing the time, that very likely, not just possibly, but likely, some of them are going to walk free because of this jackass doing this hoax. He's toast. Now, is there fraud involved here, and can he be arrested? Well, we don't know. You see, we don't know how much Biscardi knew. It's kind of like that old Watergate question. What did the president know, and when did he know it? Well, what did Biscardi know, and when did he know it? If they can prove that Biscardi knew it was not a Bigfoot, if they can prove that, then Biscardi is toast pretty much all by himself when it comes to the court. But if Biscardi can prove that they, in fact, misrepresented the facts and took the money, if he can prove that, then these guys face criminal charges. This is a mixed-up deal. It's a big deal. It's a mixed-up deal. But here's the long and the short of it. To you, this may or may not mean anything. I don't know. To me, it means everything. Because each and every year, I raised my hand as a cop and took an oath. I took an oath to serve, to protect, to uphold and defend the Constitution of the United States of America and the Constitution of the state in which I was swearing in, and to enforce the laws equally and faithfully. Every year, I took an oath, and that meant something to me. It still means something to me. And here's a dirty cop. I don't know if he can be arrested because I don't know the private conversations between these guys and Biscardi. I don't know those. So we don't know whether they actually defrauded Biscardi. But I suspect they did. You know what? Somehow, some way, I hope that Matthew Whitten is arrested. Dirty cops need to be in jail. We're going to open the phone line. Caller, you're live on the Kevin Smith Show. Your first name and from where are you calling? Uh-huh, you're not there. All right. Telephone's been ringing, ringing, and ringing. And now when I say you're on the air, you're not there. The telephone number is 1-623-581-5148. And I'll get it up on the screen for you here in just a moment. Caller, you are live on the Kevin Smith Show. Your first name and from where are you calling?
Hey, Kevin, this is Don calling from Phoenix.
Don, you are 50 miles to the bottom of the barrel. We can barely hear you.
I'm sorry. My phone is the same. But anyways, yeah, I've been listening to what you were saying, and I was going to comment on every one of the points you made. One point you did not make, and that was during the press conference, two clown boys, and Biscardi was aware of this because Biscardi, every time they started to say something, he did not want them to say. He would jump up and, intervene. So they said that the body has now been moved out of the freezer, and it was in Biscardi's possession in a safe house. You recall that?
I was thinking about that. I'm not sure that I do recall it, but I don't dispute it.
Yeah, it was during the press conference.
Okay. I like I say, I don't dispute it. I've gone through so much stuff here to get as much of it together for the show as I could that I there's just too much in my head about this for me to remember it.
I think the whole thing was a financial scam to begin with. I think it was all about money. These guys, prior to even this earlier, they tried to make money by having Bigfoot tours and stuff like that. That didn't turn out, so they come up with something like, and I think this was a calculated plan that involves Biscardi. I think he took his cut of it, and that they were supposed to disappear, and Biscardi came out looking like, you know, he's the innocent guy, but he's not looking innocent.
He can't play that card, not after these statements that I've just played for you to hear. I mean, you hear him say he touched it.
Yeah, and, you know, I heard that they sold the story for a lot of money. It was an undisclosed amount to the media. So this was a plan for money.
Well, they're toast. They're all toast. Biscardi's toast. Matthew Whitten is toast. Ricky Dyer is toast. But we're into a break, Don. We got to run. Man, thanks for the call. Yeah, it's despicable what these guys did. All right, we'll be back after this break. Don't go away.
that sound. Way down A Street, we bang the drums. I made some friends for the future to come. Took a walk on the Freedom Trail. Saw the place where the Patriots fell. Walked through the Commons, sat down for a while. I saw some parents walking by with a child. Boston Nights, guided by potential light. Boston Nights, and I'm high in the sky, but it feels so bright. Boston Nights, guided by potential light. Boston Wonderland, had a look at the promised land. Drove up north where I spend the night. Breakfast at Thrift Food in the morning light.
Kevin Smith here. Do you have your Kevin Smith Show t-shirt yet? No? Well, let today be the day you step into the world of galactic fashion. Visit the Kevin Smith Show online store and get yours today. We are back. It's the Kevin Smith Show. I'm your host, Kevin Smith. Caller, you're live on the Kevin Smith Show. Your first name and from where are you calling?
Hi, Kevin.
Hi.
This is Tony from Norman, Oklahoma.
Yeah, Tony.
How are you?
Doing good, sir. How are you?
Oh, I can't complain. Nobody listens.
Yeah? What's on your mind tonight?
Well, I told you about that guy.
Yeah. And I took that into consideration, and I would say the same thing today that I said then. Because what the cop was putting on the line was so drastic and severe, we have to back up and wait and see.
Oh, I totally understand your position on that, but I do know Tom Biscardi from...
Well, you know, I'll tell you something. You know, now, that previous incident, he sort of had recovered a little bit from that. He had explained that, you know, he got duped and, you know, he kind of recovered from that.
Yeah, but
there'll be no recovery from this.
No. He's finished. And I don't know how anybody could get involved with him when you go to his website and you look at his website. It's a corporation. It's a bloody corporation. He's not interested in science.
Now, wait a minute. Time out, Tony. Almost every scientific endeavor is a corporation. Almost every one of them.
Okay, maybe I'm just having gone to enough Bigfoot
website. Well, look, that one happens to be Bigfoot. But, just because it's a corporation, let me ask you this. Would you listen to this show if you knew it was a corporation?
Of course.
So what's the difference?
It's Tom Biscardi.
Well, at least you're honest about it. Yeah, but yeah, the fact that it's incorporated, I don't think that's not a big deal. But the lies, those are big deals.
This website, when you look at it, everywhere you sit, searching for Bigfoot Incorporated, searching for Bigfoot Incorporated, everywhere. It's just so obvious that he's after money. He's not.
Well,
that's
not fair either, because everywhere you look on my site, it says Kevin Smith. And when we came back from break, I said, this is the Kevin Smith Show. I am your host, Kevin Smith. Caller, you are live on the Kevin Smith Show. I use the name of the show all over the place.
Yeah, but we know you. We know what you're about. And now everybody knows what Biscardi's all about.
Yeah, and I don't disagree with that. The reason that I'm saying, you know, just because he uses the name of his corporation everywhere, look, you can go all over the internet and find sites that do the same thing. Whatever the name of the organization is, they use it. I'm going to use an example here. I'm not lumping these people into the same category as Tom Biscardi, but just go to the TAPS website and see how many times you see TAPS.
Right.
I mean, it's just common practice. And in fact, it has a name. Do you know what the name is?
No, I don't remember.
It's called branding.
Oh, okay. Right. Well,
yeah.
I guess I'm just prejudiced against Tom Biscardi.
Well, now I'll take issue with that. I don't think you're prejudiced, because that means that you've made a decision before the facts. You haven't made a decision before the facts. You just don't like the guy, and that's fine.
Well, I sort of did make a decision before the facts were in, but that's because I know his past performance.
Well, yeah, and if this had been all predicated just upon Tom Biscardi, I would have probably been in the same boat with you.
Right.
But because as a cop, I knew what this cop was laying on the line. And say he was saying it was real. Because of that, I said, you know, I think we just have to back up and wait and see what happens here, because this guy has put his whole career out there on the line.
Totally understand that.
Yeah.
And Tom was talking about, I can't remember now what it was. He asked you if you remembered hearing Tom say something in the press conference. I can't remember what it was now.
I don't know if it was Biscardi that said it or one of the Georgia boys that said that the body had been moved and
right,
was not
yeah.
in the freezer anymore.
I do remember that,
Yeah, but, you know, even the pictures. There's a picture of Tom Biscardi and the two Georgia boys standing beside the open freezer. Now, that picture's out there on the internet.
And it's full of water.
Yeah, and if you listen to the Fox News report, he says, now that dark area under the head, that's water. That's actually water. Okay. Now, you know, what's the deal, Tom? Is it in water, or is it frozen in a block of ice and you can't see it? I would say, Tom, is whatever money he's made off of this is going to be spent in legal defense.
I sure would like to see that.
Yeah, I think it's going to happen.
He's really putting a hurt to the Bigfoot, the whole Bigfoot topic. And you know, I personally happen to believe that there is such a thing. I've never seen one or anything, but I just for some reason do believe that there are such things. And
something's leaving those huge footprints out there.
Exactly. And I just think that, well, I'm not the only one. It's all over the place. This is really going to hurt Bigfoot investigation, and
it might.
The whole topic of Bigfoot.
Yeah, it might.
Put a bad light on that.
Tony, thanks for the call, man.
You take care, Kevin.
All right. It's going to put a damper on a lot of the Bigfoot investigations around the country. That I think is a given. Caller, you're live on the Kevin Smith Show. Your first name and from where are you calling?
Hey, Kevin, it's Eric from Atlanta. How are you tonight?
I'm doing well, Eric. How are you?
I'm pretty good. Basically, I spoke with Matthew, what's his last name again?
Whitten.
I spoke with him because I live in Georgia near Atlanta. I spoke with him back, I'd say, about a month ago. So you're talking sometime in July. And he told me, yeah, you can come up and view the body on September 1st, yada, yada. He gave me all these details. And my main thing is UFOs, as you know, but my side interest is Bigfoot. And he had me fooled, man. I mean, he was just... It amazes me on how stone-faced, bold-faced liar these guys were. And the thing is that all this, now they're saying, oh, yeah, this was a hoax, and we thought people knew it was a hoax. Well, how the heck, you know, are people supposed to know that it's a hoax when you're holding a CNN, Fox, you know, press conference on this?
Well, and when you're selling the rights to it for $50,000 or more.
Yeah, well, now Matthew's got a, on his YouTube profile, it's like Riot or something or other. They're saying that, you know, Tom Viscardi was in on this, and I really think he was, because like you're saying, he's saying all these details about, you know, how large the hands were, how large the feet were, and...
Well, and he said...
Yeah, acting like he's actually seen and touched it. Well, if he had seen and touched it, he would have realized that it was a dang rubber, you know, costume.
Well, yeah, and he told the Fox News reporters that he said, you know, the thing had thawed out, and they showed it to me. And so now he wants to claim that it was in a block of ice and he couldn't see it?
I don't buy that for one second.
No. He knew this thing was a hoax. And, you know, in my opinion, I think he defrauded his investors. On the other hand, we don't know that to be an absolute fact. We don't know what he said to them.
Right.
You know, let me tell you, when you get into court...
He was making up these details, you know what I mean?
Well, when you get into court, they'll take what you said, not what people thought you meant.
Exactly.
And what he said, let me play this. Again, if you don't mind, I want you to listen to what he says at the press conference.
Starting Monday, I should have assembled some fine scientists that will do the autopsy to find the origin and death of this creature. And at that point in time, we will make it known, and hopefully we'll get somebody to come in and film it, maybe one of you guys, to show to the world, as it's being done. I want to get to the bottom of it.
All right, listen.
Look at this. What I seen, what I touched, what I felt, what I prodded, was not a mask that was sewn on a bear hide.
Okay. He said it was, he said, first of all, he's admitting seeing, feeling, touching, and prodding this thing. But then what he actually said was it was not a mask sewn on a bear hide. Once that gets into court, he can say, I told the truth. It was not a mask sewn on a bear hide. You see?
Obviously, he didn't grab a hold of the feet, because the scientist that says that, you know, they named him as one of the scientists. And, you know, you see it on Fox now. It's a dang rubber foot. So,
oh yeah.
I mean, in my mind, I really can't buy the fact that he would have actually, you know, intricately, you know, felt and observed the body of this costume and gone.
Eric, we're into a break, man. I got to run.
All right.
Thanks for the call. All right, folks. We'll be back right after this at the Kevin Smith Show.
Most of the great music you hear right here on Steel Eye Media Network is supplied by the independent artists from GarageBand.com. If you hear a song you like, go over to GarageBand.com, look it up, download it. You can even buy the group's CDs, in many cases, right there at GarageBand.com.
Get it all. Become a member at KevinSmithShow.com. Welcome back. It is the Kevin Smith Show. I am your host, Kevin Smith, and it's Open Line Live. We actually will talk about anything you want to talk about. I had to deal with the Bigfoot story, and I needed to do that because I wanted to make it very, very clear that Biscardi was either lying at these press conferences or he is lying now. About now he's saying, I couldn't see that Bigfoot body because it was in a block of ice. One of those stories is a lie, and you can't have it both ways. Sometimes, and I've watched some of the reports that have been coming out about this, and they're not pointing that out. They're not pressing that point. And so I wanted you to hear Biscardi's own words. And, as far as I can see, his defense attorneys are going to have a tough, tough time. Caller, you're live on the Kevin Smith Show. Your first name and from where are you calling?
Hi, Kevin. I'm Douglas. I'm calling from upstate New York. I'm a first-time caller.
Oh, well, you know what we do for first-time callers. You get some applause for that. There you go, man.
Thank you. Here's my quick question for you. I always thought it was illegal to kill a Bigfoot or a Sasquatch or a Yeti or whatever you want to call it. I had heard and I had read in various states there are laws against killing these.
Well, in some states there are, but now they didn't claim to have killed it. They found the body, their story was they found the body laying in the woods.
Ah, right. You're right. Okay. But is there, just for clarification, aren't there some laws in some states that are on the books with regard to that?
Yeah, and I don't really know for sure what I'm about to say. I don't know that it's true, but I think Oregon is one of those states.
Right. Okay. Florida too, I think.
I think so. There are states that do have laws on the books that the killing of one of these creatures is illegal. And they have them listed as endangered species.
Gotcha. Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
But these guys say they found it. It was already dead. And they loaded it in a truck and took it home and put it in a freezer.
Yeah. Gotcha.
And Biscardi said he didn't see it because it was frozen in a block of ice, or he did see it, and here's the measurements of its hands and feet. Exactly. So you can take your choice with Biscardi there. Sure.
All right, well, thanks for taking my call, Kevin.
All right, thanks for
the
calling.
Bye-bye.
All right, bye-bye. All right, the telephone number is up on the screen. It is 1-623-581-5148. I checked quickly during the break. I checked our email because I wanted to see what you were saying about the video, and it's running about 50% both ways. About half of you say go back to the old video service that we were using, and about half of you say you like this one better. So I'll wait for 24 hours at least to decide. So let me know what you think about it. Caller, you're live on the Kevin Smith Show. Your first name and from where are you calling?
Hey, Kevin. Dave from Michigan.
Hi, Dave.
I like the new one better.
Oh, you do?
Yeah, definitely. It seems to be more in sync with your voice, I think. Seems to be.
Very good.
Okay, I was just going to ask you a question. I missed the first part of the show, so I don't know if you already talked about it or not, but with Biscardi, what legal action could actually be taken against these guys?
Well, see, it depends. Just because he went on television and lied to the press and lied to us, that's not illegal. If it was, both the Democratic and Republican parties would be out of business.
Yeah, that's for sure.
Okay? So, politics could not go forward. All right, so, it's not illegal to get on television and tell a lie. But, what could be illegal is if Tom Biscardi told his investors, guys, I've seen this thing, it's the real deal, I need money to get the possession of it.
We don't know if he did that.
We don't know that. I cannot imagine if I was interested in Bigfoot and had, well, I am, but I mean, if I was interested and had a lot of money and Biscardi came to me, or anybody came to me and wanted money to get this thing, and if they were to tell me, I'm not sure it's Bigfoot, but it's going to cost me over $50,000 to get it. I would not invest any money in that. But if you came to me and said, you know, this is the real thing. I've seen it. I've touched it. I've felt it. I need the money to do this.
Well, he said everything but needing the money.
Well, here's the deal. We don't know what he said to his investors. But if he told them that this was the real thing and that he was verifying it and that he had seen it, if that's what he told them, then he committed fraud.
Well, this is the second time that I know of that he's come out on the bad side of a hoax. I mean, you know, do you think his reputation is tarnished? I would say it's pretty much.
What reputation?
Yeah, right. Exactly.
Look, you know, he's not on the bad side of this hoax. He's right up on the front bumper. He's on the leading edge of it. In my opinion, you take his statements that I've been playing on the show, where he said in the press conference and he said to Fox News that he saw it, he touched it, he prodded it, he felt it, he smelt it. All right, and now he says, well, it was in a block of ice, I couldn't really see it.
All right.
Either way you slice it, you don't know which one of those is true. I suspect that he knew it was not real, but you don't know which one of those is true. But either way you slice it, he's lying. One way or the other, he's lying. And, you know, he's the one that called the press conference. And he's the one that said all that stuff about seeing it, touching it, feeling it, prodding it. He said those words. Nobody held a gun to his head and made him say them. And so now he says it's not true, that it was in a block of ice. That puts him on the front bumper. That puts him right out on the leading edge of this hoax.
Okay, what about the other guys? Now, they did get some money, didn't they?
Biscardi paid them. It has been, the number $50,000 has been floated, and he has not confirmed how much, but he said it was in the thousands. I, through a private channel, got the information that it was a lot more than $50,000.
From Biscardi.
Ooh. To the Georgia boys.
Okay, I thought maybe they got it from some other, you know, some network or something like that. I didn't know it was right from him.
Yeah, it was from him, and he raised it, according to him, he raised it from private investors.
Oh.
And so, you know, therein lies the rub.
Yeah.
Yeah. I would not want to be in Biscardi's shoes right now, and I might want to be his lawyer, because you could charge this guy a lot of money to get him out of this one.
No doubt. I just can't believe, you know, watching these press conferences and listening to these guys, they look so believable.
Yeah.
They did. But the only thing, like I told you the other day, the only thing that put doubt in my mind was Biscardi's name. Just having Biscardi, hearing his name.
Yeah.
You know, if he just left him aside, he wasn't in it, and just these guys said that, I'd have probably believed him because they were just so believable. I don't know. I've always thought I was a pretty good judge of somebody lying to me, but, man, I totally believe them.
Well, if this cop were still a cop and you were on a jury and he got up and testified in court, would you believe anything he said?
Yeah, not anymore, but
yeah.
Before, yeah. Just very believable. I mean,
mm-hmm. There's no explanation for why someone would put all that on the line. Now, I have to admit, I fully admit this, that for me, being a cop is more than a job. When I was a cop, for me, being a cop was a great privilege.
Mm-hmm.
And you know, maybe some people would chuckle at that, but the idea that you, as the public, would put a badge on me and pay for my training and trust me to do things in your interest and in your name, and that's a tremendous amount of trust.
All right.
And the very idea that you would trust me like that always weighed heavy upon my actions.
Right.
And I don't understand a cop that could just frivolously throw that away.
Well, didn't his chief say something like that they were going to try to bring up firing? They're going to fire him or something?
Oh, he's fired.
He's fired.
Yep. He has fired him. He said he's disgraced himself. He disgraced the state, the county, and this department. And, you know, he's fired.
Wow. All that for a hoax. I hope it was worth it.
You know, unless you got over $1 million for it, you can't survive this.
No.
Who's going to hire this guy? It's okay, he can't be a cop anymore, so he's going to go down to the local bank, right, and apply for a job as a teller at the bank.
He'd have a hard time.
Or if he doesn't go there, he's going to go to some other business and try to get hired. If he walked in your place of business and you were hiring, would you hire him?
No, absolutely not.
No, you couldn't trust him.
Absolutely not. I don't care if it was to pick up sticks in my backyard. I wouldn't hire him.
Yeah. Yeah. Man, thanks for the call. Got to move along.
You.
All right. Yeah, you know, for me, being a cop, it wasn't just a job. All right? And most of the cops that I know and that I worked with, it wasn't just a job. Yes, it's a job, but it was more than that. And there was always that sense that, you know, by golly, my neighbors have trusted me, and I've sworn an oath to them to keep that trust. I mean, that's a big deal. Now, let me say this. I'll get on my soapbox and preach a little bit here. If you are a cop and it's nothing but a job to you, please get out of it right now. Go do something else. Because, you know, the whole idea is, you know, I love my country and I love my neighbors. I love my city, my state. And they're trusting me to do something for them, in their behalf, in their name. And if it's not that to you, then you're a detriment, really, to your community. It's got to be more than just a job. I've had lots of jobs that were just jobs, but being a cop was not a job. It was more than that. And the idea that you would just trash that over some stupid hoax like this, I mean, I don't get it. Pardon me, but I just don't get that. I don't understand that. I don't understand cops who do not see it as a very high calling. I don't understand it. I'm not judgmental of it. I just don't understand it. And to throw it away over nothing, but, you know, obviously it was done. It's, as they say, no use crying over spilt milk. It was done. But, geez, just unbelievable. Unfreaking believable. These guys should be prosecuted if there can be established the elements of an actual crime. I think they're there. I think if I were investigating this, it would not take me long to establish the elements of a criminal act here. And I think I could conduct the investigation and have the report written and get the warrant issued and be ready to make an arrest. I think that can be done within 24 hours. I really think it's that clear. But I hope that those who are dealing with this on the criminal justice end of it will consider all the possible angles. I hope that they will, if they can establish the elements of the crime, that they will go after these guys and arrest them and make them stand trial. And I'm not saying that simply because someone hoaxed the Bigfoot community, if you will. Been a lot of hoaxes. I mean, there've been people that went out in the woods with fake big feet and made impressions. There've been hoaxes. There have been crop circle hoaxes. There have been UFO hoaxes, and they're always they irritate you because people will do something like that. But they don't all need to be arrested and go to jail. In fact, most of them do not and should not be arrested. However, in this case, it would appear to me that there was fraud involved financially. And in the case of this cop, what he's done, if there's any way at all to put this guy in jail, he needs to go to jail. Because what he has done is he has endangered the convictions of anyone that he has ever testified against. Now, I'll have to say this. You see, you stop and think about this. If this guy with such a straight face and so believable in his presentation would stand up in front of the nation and tell this story, knowing that it's a hoax, is it possible that he did that in court to someone that really didn't do the crime? Is that possible? And I would have to say, yeah, that's possible. I don't know that it happened, but is it possible? Yeah, it's possible. And if I were in those shoes, if I were in jail as a result of his testimony in court, you can believe that I would have already been talking to an attorney about getting the conviction overturned. And there are going to be some that will. You watch and see. There will be some of them that get it overturned because he's now cast doubt, strong suspicion on any testimony that he ever gave in any court. So he's done damage. See, by doing what he did, he's done damage to the criminal justice system there where he was operating or working as a police officer. By doing damage to the criminal justice system in the way that he has damaged society. He has damaged the safety of his friends and neighbors. What if someone who really did a crime, a violent crime, actually did it, is able to get out on this? It's not a technicality now. It is guilty beyond reasonable doubt. You see, whenever you go to court, the defendant is not who is on trial. Do you understand that? When you have a criminal case, the defendant is not on trial. He is presumed innocent. It is the police officers and the prosecution and their evidence that is on trial. They have to prove beyond a reasonable doubt that their accusation is correct. Now, it doesn't work that way in the movies, and sometimes you get into a court somewhere here in America where it's kind of a kangaroo court, and it doesn't work that way. But that's the Constitution. It is not the defendant that's actually, he's not on trial. He's presumed innocent. It is the state. That's the cops. It's the state that's on trial. It's their testimony that has to be taken apart piece by piece and examined. It's their evidence that has to be established. And they have to make out a case beyond reasonable doubt. Now, what this cop did has now cast strong, reasonable doubt on any case that he has ever testified in. Unbelievable that someone would do this. Just unbelievable. What if somebody, as I said, that actually did a violent crime, this cop testified against him, and he really deserves to be in prison. He needs to be there. He did the crime. But now because of this Bigfoot hoax, he gets a lawyer and goes back into court, brings this Bigfoot thing up in court, and they can, even though it's not evidence in his crime, it goes to the character of the witness. And this guy that did the crime gets out. They set aside the conviction, and he gets out. And now he's loose in your community again. Maybe he murdered somebody. Or maybe he raped somebody. Maybe that's why he's in jail. Maybe he molested children. That's why he's in jail. But because of this guy, this Matthew Whitten, because of this Bigfoot hoax that he's committed, the criminal gets out, and now he's loose in your community again. I'll tell you what. If I was Matthew Whitten, I would never return to that town. Never. Because once people there begin to realize what he's done, it's not just the Bigfoot hoax. He's put a big rip in the criminal justice system there, a huge rip. And once they realize what he's done to them, when they trusted him and hung a badge on him, and they trusted him to enforce the laws, and they trusted him to have integrity, and now, because of what he's done, it's possible that there'll be some criminals set free, turned loose, and back on the street. Man, if I was Whitten, I would never go back to that town. Never. I wouldn't go back to Georgia. And that brings up the question, where is Mr. Whitten? Mr. Whitten, it's a good possibility you're listening to the show tonight. You've heard me scorch you, and you've heard me say what I think about what you did. And I would like for you to call me if you take exception to anything that I've said here. I'd like for you to call me. I'd like to hear from you what you think you did. We'll be back right after this.
Best telephone book. plan our big escape. Not today. Today we're gonna get away. I'm gonna sit, go to sit by the fire, darling. I'm gonna sit, go to sing with the band. When the weight of the world pushes down, we go to sit, go. You bring the whiskey, I'll bring the guitar. We'll celebrate our troubles. We'll howl at the moon, sing London homesick blues. Big escape, not today. Today we're gonna get away. I'm gonna sit, go to sit by the fire, darling. I'm gonna sit, go to sing with the band. And when the weight of the world pushes down me, go to sit, go by. I'm gonna sit, go to sit by the fire. Back on that old dusty road, laughing at nothing really funny. My father, my son, one for all, all for one. We're rolling through, horizon meets the sky so blue. Driving.
Welcome back to the Kevin Smith Show. I'm your host, Kevin Smith, and we're talking really about whatever's on your mind tonight. I have been talking about what's on my mind, but we'll talk about what's on your mind as long as it's not politics. Caller, you're live on the Kevin Smith Show. Your first name and from where are you calling?
Hey, Kevin, this is Ron. I'm from Maryland.
Are you a first-time caller?
No. I'll
call. All right.
Okay. I sent you an email. I was listening to Coast, okay?
Mm-hmm.
And they had a, I guess it's a crypto.
Yeah, cryptozoologist.
Yeah. And George was talking to him, and he said, now this is hearsay, okay, because I haven't really gone through it or not, and I know in the court of law that would be hearsay, but that all three of them had a website up where that you could pay, you'd have to pay money, and they would send you more pictures of Bigfoot.
Mm-hmm.
Now, what they were saying is that, let's say 2% of the population called, okay, you're talking about a lot of money.
Oh, yeah.
You know, and I don't know if it's true because they didn't give out the website or not, but I wouldn't put a doubt it. I mean, I wouldn't doubt it.
Yeah, they were charging $2 for additional pictures.
Yeah, and let's say like they got 2 million hit. I mean, that's like $4 million, you know. I mean, that's a lot of money.
They may be in Switzerland by now.
Yeah, I know. That's what I'm saying. And the other thing is, and I hate to say it, but this also, it makes other police officers look bad, okay?
Yeah, it does.
Because now they're saying, well, you know, are they telling the truth too?
Yeah, and that's unfortunate. But, you know, here's the deal. You walk into any apple orchard, and some of those apples on the ground are rotten, and some of them are ripe. There are bad cops. And when you find a bad cop, it is incumbent. See, folks forget this, Ron. The police don't rule us. We own them.
Yeah.
You, the police in your city? What city do you live in?
I'm in Baltimore.
Baltimore.
Yeah.
The police in your city, or the sheriff's office in your city, those people are your employees. And when they make an arrest, they have no authority to make an arrest except such as you grant them.
Right.
All right? So whenever I hear people sometimes say, well, you know, citizens can't go out and just arrest people and take the law into their own hands. Well, that's the only place the law exists is in our hands. We're the ones that make the laws. And all powers of arrest belong to the citizens. All powers of arrest. And we hire cops and swear them in and give them our blessing to make arrests in our name. And that's why when you go to court, it says the people versus so-and-so.
Yeah.
Okay? It's not the cop versus so-and-so. It's the people.
Right.
He's just an employee of the people. Now, people need to understand that, and they need to understand that when you do have a bad cop, and I am very pro-police, for pro-police, for professional police. But when you get a guy that's, you know, he's just Billy Badass with a badge, you need to come down on him like a ton of bricks. This guy, if there's any possible way, this guy needs to go to prison.
Yeah. Hey, I got another question I wanted to ask you, too. This is off the subject here a little bit.
All right.
But when you're in Louisiana, I guess you're out in a swamp someplace or something, fishing or something. I mean, that's the...
I used to do swamp fishing all the time, yeah.
Yeah, you said you saw a giant eagle.
I did.
Yeah, I mean, compared to... And I wanted to compare it to a regular eagle. How much bigger was it to a...
You know, we're talking about cops that lie. You're going to swear I'm lying when I tell you this, but I would estimate the wingspan to have been 12 feet.
So to a regular eagle, it was like maybe twice as big as a regular eagle, you think?
Two or three times bigger.
Wow.
It was huge.
Wow, man.
Man, you've been listening to this show for a long time,
yeah,
if you remember that story.
Yeah, I just got my courage caught last couple of times, so...
What was that, 4 years ago I said that?
Yeah. I haven't forgot it.
Yeah, and I told other people about it at the time, and a couple of the cops that I worked with told me, because we all fished at the same places, you know.
Right.
And a couple of them told me they had seen it, too.
Were you pretty close to it?
Well, I was in the boat, and it was in the air. Lateral, it was about probably 50 yards away from me, and altitude just above the trees, so maybe, I don't know, what, 100 feet?
Well,
so fairly close, yeah.
Well, I guess that made the hair stand up on your head.
I was awestruck. I had never seen a bird that big in my life.
I know.
But I'll tell you, I'm going to tell you something else, so you can check this out. You can find this on the internet. In East Timor, they have bats that have a wingspan of about 3 feet, 3 to 3.5 feet.
Goodness, I didn't know that. Whoa.
And from his head to his butt, they're 18 inches to 2 feet.
They don't attack people, do they?
No. People attack them. They eat them.
Oh, wow. I know. I heard you eat bat and everything.
Yep.
Well, you got a stronger stomach than I do. That's
no, just it's called hunger.
Okay.
Yeah, when you're out in the jungle and you're hungry and that's what's available, that's what you get.
Oh, I thought you were on a budget or something, you know. You're
No, I was living in the jungle, and if I came up on a village and they invited me to eat, I ate whatever they were cooking.
Okay. Well, listen, I have to leave, but look, tell Trey, I like listening to him. He has a lot of same views I have, and he has pretty good jokes, too, so I really appreciate Trey.
Yeah, well, I'm sure he's listening.
Okay. Take
All right.
Care.
Thanks for the call. Yeah. Wow. That. I think that story. I think I told about that something like 4 years ago. And yeah. Hard to believe, but it's the truth. Some of what I tell you, you can actually check up on and find in the you can find in the on the internet whether it's true or not. Some of it, like that eagle, I don't know how you'd ever check up on that. But what I've told you about those bats, you can find that on the internet. I have also told you about a particular kind of lizard that we had in East Timor. And they're all over Southeast Asia. They are called, and I can't because I wouldn't anyway, but I can't because we're on radio stations regulated by the FCC. But you will understand. They're called the FU lizard. And the reason is because that is what they scream. And I mean, they scream it. It sounds like a human screaming out FU. That is what they scream. Now, if you spell the word out, you can go to Google and you can check it out. Just type in FU lizard, but spell it out, and you'll find them. They're there. Some of the things that I tell that I've seen and that I have experienced, people think, that can't be true. I assure you, if I tell you I was there, if I tell you I saw it, I saw it. If I tell you that it didn't happen, it didn't happen. I keep it straight. But like I said, some of it you can check up, and you'll find it on the internet. And as a matter of fact, I told about the FU lizard some time ago, and a couple of you wrote to me, sent me email, and said you checked it out, and by golly, it was there. Yep, it's there. They had them in Vietnam. They were on East Timor. They're in various places in Indonesia, I think in Malaysia. If they're in Vietnam, I think probably you would also find them in Cambodia. I have a house in Thailand, and I have not run into any FU lizards in Thailand. So I don't know. I don't think they're there. But it's a real deal. All right, we will take your calls. Whatever you wish to talk about, we will be more than happy to talk about. It's Open Line Live. The telephone number is 1-623-581-5148. Let me get it up on the screen for you. 1-623-581-5148. Now, some of you have written to me during the breaks. I've been checking, and you've written to me about the video, and you like this better than what we were using. And some of you wrote and said, "Nah, I like the other one better." I need to hear from you on this because you see, here in the studio, I see the monitors. I can see me. I'm surrounding me. I can see me on the monitor on the camera. I can see me on the broadcast monitor over here. I can see me on this monitor that we're using to check the reception. However, that monitor is way, way behind, lagging behind these broadcast monitors. So I can't tell what you're getting, okay? I know what we're sending, but I can't tell what you're getting. So I need to hear from you. Please send me an email and let me know whether you want me to stick with what we've got now, what you're using right now, or if you want me to go back to the other system. It makes no difference to me. Whichever one is working best is the one that we will go with. But I have to hear it from you because you are the ones receiving it. And so please let me know. All right, I'm going to move off of Bigfoot now and back onto this story down in Mexico. Down in Mexico, kidnapping of middle income and wealthy Mexicans has grown by epidemic proportions. I mean, it's just it's unbelievable, and it is a country that is spinning out of control, and the organs of the government are so corrupt that it's virtually impossible for them to ever turn it around. And so the people, to protect themselves, those who are middle income and above, those people have begun buying the services of this company that provides a chip Now, the chip is a tiny little transmitter. It's about the size, well, a little smaller than a grain of rice. And they can actually just inject it under the skin. Now, that tiny little transmitter is sending out a signal, and that signal has an identifier. For instance, it isn't a Social Security number, but your Social Security number can identify you, although it's illegal to use it for identification. It gets done all the time. So it can identify you. Well, this little chip transmits an identifier, so they know, for instance, if your identifier is 78726. I just made that up, 78726. They can go into the computers and type in 78726 and have it search for you, and by satellite, it's picking up that 78726, and it will show them your GPS location. They can then use a GPS tracker or receiver to track you down and find you. So if your family reports that you have been kidnapped, instead of it taking years for them to find you and finally rescue you, and maybe they will, maybe they won't, because a lot, not all, but a lot of the police in Mexico are not straight. Now, I know I'm going to get email over that. It's a fact. It's been proven time and again by their own government and prosecutors. We'll be back right after this. I'd like to talk about getting chipped. Would you do it? We'll be back.
Get it all. Become a member at KevinSmithShow.com.
Got iPod? Get K-Pods, the Kevin Smith Show podcast, and take Kevin with you everywhere. Subscribe today at kevinsmithshow.com.
We are back. I'm glad you came back. Caller, you are live on the Kevin Smith Show. Your first name and from where are you calling?
Hi, Kevin. This is Don again. I wanted to make a comment about chipping.
Yeah.
Yeah. A lot of people are viewing the chipping as a part of a New World Order control. And I don't know if there's any intention for it to be that, but I can easily see it becoming that. And far as chipping myself, I would not want to be chipped because I do believe that we can easily be controlled through chipping. But if I had a child now, I would want that child to be chipped for the child's safety. But I would hope as that child grew older and once it reached a certain age that it would be smart enough to have the chip removed at a certain point.
I have... only anecdotal evidence because I haven't researched it to do a show on it. I tried to get an expert to come on and talk about this, and she was willing to do it as long as I would pre-record it on a Sunday morning, and I don't do that.
Mm-hmm.
So, but I have only anecdotal evidence. In other words, I've read things, reports and things on the internet. One of the things that has arisen with these chips is there is a drastically increased chance of developing cancer tumors as a result of having that chip in there. Now, the chip itself is not what causes it. The chip, it's the radiated frequency, the transmitter. You're subjecting your tissue to continual 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year radiation, even though it's a very, very small amount.
Right.
But okay. It stays there.
How would that work then? Have you heard any reports? Because they've been doing chipping for a long time on pets.
Yeah, according to her, and I got this off of her website, I cannot even remember the name of the website, but the what she says is that these companies are trying to cover those reports, and that you know they're but the reports are there and have leaked out, and that there is a vastly increased chance of developing cancer as a result of it.
Really? Yeah, I'll have to ask my vet about that because he's always bringing up that point whenever I bring my cats in for a checkup to, you know, to have them chipped in case they get lost. I said, well, they're indoor cats. He says, you never know when they're going to get out, but he must have some kind of clue, or he must have read up on this somewhat, you know, if there's an increase or risk of cancer.
Well, and it may not be the same with animals. You know, it may or may not be. I don't know. But I do know that if you have a chip in you, if you have anything that's radiating frequency and you stay exposed to it forever, you're going to have problems.
Well, they say, you know, you increase your risk for brain tumors, a type of cancer, just using cell phones. So if you're using a cell phone just temporarily, and then you say putting a chip in you, and you got this transmission going on you 24/7, so I can see the possibility there.
Yeah. Yeah, but we live in a time when people feel like it's necessary to be, quote, connected, plugged in. And people love their gadgets, and they're going to use them. And I will say that we will, you and I, will live in a society that is in majority chipped.
Yeah, I wouldn't be surprised. I think it's right around the corner. Well, it's here now. Like you're saying, that it's being done in Mexico to a big degree, and I can understand why people are concerned down there, why it's happening with the kidnapping for ransom fees and everything.
Yeah, of course, the cure, rather than the chips, the cure is get a good government.
Right. That's true. Mexico, I understand what you mean about the law enforcement in Mexico. We've heard about that for many years, and I guess it's escalating. It's been getting worse. So, and you know,
I heard on television the other night there had been something like over 60 incursions by Mexican federal police and Mexican army incursions across the border into the United States within the past 2 months.
You know, and they, you know, that's why they tell people, you know, people go down, especially kids, they go down across the border drinking, and they say, hey, man, if you're going to go down there, behave yourself, because if you get thrown in one of those Mexican jails, the U.S. government, there's little they can do.
Yeah, that's true. Don, thanks for the call, man.
Hey, take care.
All right. Yeah, people are desperate, and desperate enough that they are turning to these chips as a hope that something will improve. $4,000 a pop and then $2,000 a year thereafter. Caller, you're live on the Kevin Smith Show. Your first name and from where are you calling?
Yeah, this is Trey from Atlanta. I'm on a cell phone, Kevin. Can you understand me?
Yep.
Okay, good. Look, I talked to my dad on the phone. He told me a little bit about what you said and the story that how this Bigfoot deal went. Look, to me, what doesn't make sense is that these two guys, there was no prize. There was no goal. I mean, if these two guys got together and came up with a dollar amount that they were going to split, that they were going to get by selling a fake Bigfoot to where they could both retire and never have to work again ever,
mm-hmm.
I can't think of anything. I mean, I just can't. These guys, was the author meds? I mean, look, there's a chance that
they need pills.
Well, you would have to explain it that way.
Yeah.
None of this makes sense as far as these two guys getting together and going, okay, we can get this much money and we'll never have to work again. So that makes sense, but, you know, maybe this was a setup and this is just for, you know, for the next time that somebody hears about a UFO, they're going to think of old Rubberfoot. You know, and next time somebody comes up with some DNA from a hair, they'll think of old Rubberfoot. So I don't know.
It could be that, but it also could be, as one caller pointed out, on their website, they were charging $2 for you to see additional pictures of this Bigfoot. And, you know, who knows how many people paid $2 to see.
Oh, you're right, Kevin. I didn't know that because I wasn't able to listen. That makes sense because you figure...
Yeah, what if you had a million people?
Yeah, yeah, okay. I see now with the Internet, you can actually make money besides just selling the body in, you know, as one lump sum.
Well, and I would think that they would probably have had way over a million hits. I have almost 2 million hits every month. And so, you know... with a story like this and possibility of seeing these Bigfoot pictures, I could see that maybe up to a million people paid $2. I don't know.
Well, you know, it'd be interesting to find out actually how much they made off of it. And maybe they did have some plan on the Internet to make a few million to where they could retire. And, you know, it didn't matter about their reputation. Who cares? I'm a rich guy now, you know. So.
Yeah, they are gone. Nobody knows where they are. And I would not be surprised if they have left the country. Wouldn't surprise
me.
Either. Hey, thanks for the call, man. We're almost to the end of the show.
All right, man.
All right, bye. Oh, yeah. Well, we live in interesting times. People are going to lie to you, and it's unfortunate. But when it's a cop and when it's absolutely proven that this guy lied, we're all diminished by it. It hurts our society all over. My friends call me Steel Eye. My enemies do too. You call me whatever you want. Just keep coming back again and again and again, okay? Until next time, so long, everybody.